listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Hey, today let's talk about something that the Bible talks about as the helmet of salvation. I'm going to read you from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 16, where we read this. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. God often uses material things to communicate spiritual truths to us. God will take something that we are familiar with, a door, a grapevine, a piece of bread, and he'll use those things as illustrations of spiritual principles and truths. God speaks to us in these familiar pictures because it makes it easier to understand spiritual things. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul did the same thing. He used the armor of an ancient Roman soldier to explain aspects of the Christian life, especially relating to the spiritual struggle that each follower of Jesus experiences. We all face these spiritual battles. That's why every believer needs to be equipped to fight those battles. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, Paul told believers to take the helmet of salvation. You know, for soldiers in the ancient world, this was usually a leather cap that was studded with metal for extra strength. Often some feather or decoration was added, perhaps to identify the regiment that the soldier belonged to. Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, the believer's salvation is pictured as this kind of helmet, providing essential protection. The head needs protection, and a soldier would be foolish to go into battle without his helmet. Paul wrote about this same idea in another passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. He said, "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8 speaks of the helmet of salvation in connection to the hope of salvation. The idea of salvation has a vital link to hope. The helmet of salvation protects us against discouragement and against the desire to give up. The helmet of salvation gives us hope, not only in knowing that we are saved, but also in that we will be saved. God will be with us even if the future seems uncertain. The helmet of salvation gives the believer the assurance that God and his people will triumph. We need the helmet of salvation and all the hope that it brings to us. One of Satan's most effective weapons against God's people is discouragement. The dagger of discouragement has attacked the believer countless times. Satan knows how to use it very well. But when we are adequately equipped with the helmet of salvation, it is hard to stay discouraged. Though wearing the helmet of salvation, our hope is not in ourselves or even in our ability to stay close to Jesus. No, our hope is in Jesus himself and in the rescue that he brings to us. To put our hope, our confidence in anything else would be as foolish as a soldier going into battle without a helmet. So today, don't make that mistake. Put your hope firmly on Jesus Christ and wear his salvation as vital protection in your life. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.